Hello,
Hey, Christina, how are you?
hello. Good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. I'm going back on mute unless you need me.
All right. Well, so far it looks like there's you and me and Mr. Lewis.
Well, I mean, you couldn't ask for any better company, could you?
Well, that's true. We might get something done.
Right. Okay, I'm here.
All right. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Coming.
Everybody else remember, you know?
I have no idea. I have not seen nor heard from anyone.
Mr. McCleary's out today, so he won't be here.
Okay. Well, is he sick? Oh, here comes Lynn. Let me admit her. But when it popped up for me, I clicked on it to open up the meeting, and it took me to one room, and nobody ever showed up. So I backed out of it to see what was going on, and then it took me to a second room, and that's when I found you. So hope they're not having trouble like that too.
Yes, it did give me a message that the host was in another meeting at
Huh.
first. So I don't know. I closed out and went back in. So they might need to do the same thing. I just don't know.
That's what I had to do too. I was like, somebody ought to show up.
Right.
So who would that be? Would that be? All right, here's the list.
Brittany Pointer, Miss Chandler's here, so there's two of us. That would be her, Tracy Dover, and Sarah Campbell.
Sarah will probably be here in just a minute. She does
Okay.
car rider line.
Okay, Tracy's entering now. Hi, Tracy.
I texted Taryn and Sarah and Nicole.
I'm sorry, I was in car rider line.
Yeah,
I'm on now.
Sarah's here.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
figured you were.
she came in, and Tracy's in, Lynn's in, I'm here. So I guess
Is that a
Brittany was the only other one, maybe. And the admin.
So we got a quorum. One, two, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
I think so.
Yeah, we got six.
See, we go ahead and start then.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Chandler, are you there? Can you hear me? And here comes Ms. Pointer. Okay, Lynn can hear us, but for some reason it will not let her unmute. So she can hear us, she just can't respond. But we're going to go ahead and start then. Give me 1 second here.
Can we keep Lynn like that? Like for good?
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay, the meeting is called to order. This is our February 2024 PPC meeting. Miss Chandler had sent out the minutes to, did everyone else get those or did I? Or, okay. Since she can't speak, I would entertain the motion to accept her minutes as submitted. Would anyone like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Tracy, a second?
I second.
Thank you, Brittany. Motion has been made and seconded that we accept the January minutes as presented. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hey, opposed? Nicole and Taryn are trying to get in, but it says the same message Jess was getting. So what do they need to do?
Back out and come in the other one. Because it did be the same thing. I don't know why it created two meetings at once, but it evidently it did. Oh, there I am. I fixed it. Yay, Lynn. I don't have no video, but I can at least say something. And I heard what you two boys said a while ago. I will not forget that. Uh-oh. Well, they approved your minutes, ma'am.
I got it. I'm keeping notes. I've got you going here.
All right. And did we have any old business that you could think of that we needed to address? I think we had settled everything. So we would go on to new business, which would be the calendar for 2025.
Have you guys had a chance to look at those?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, it looks like
there's four options out there. Really, there's two options for early start and two options for normal start. The calendars are the same. Option one is the same in both, just the start date is different. Option two, same thing. Option one is the Thursday night parent-teacher conference, school on Friday, normal Tuesday through Friday week. Option two is Tuesday through Friday week with parent-teacher conference on Monday. I didn't get those backwards, did I? Pretty sure that's right.
I think so.
Okay. So, all right, Miss Hollis is saying she's in the waiting room.
No, she's in now.
She says she thinks. All right.
Well, at least it told me she came in. I'll put it that way.
Here I am.
All right. There you are.
So, Classified has voted. They voted for option one, early start. Of course, we're waiting on the state to approve that. They may say no. I don't think they will, but I don't know. It's just, it's 50-50, I'd say. So.
And then, of course, the rest of them had voted, was one vote the opposite way to start the 20th or whatever. So, it, like you were saying the other day, it's pretty much split as far as everyone's opinion. Pretty much right down the middle.
Yeah, it was 50-50 for early start, late or normal start. So I prefer early start because that puts you getting out. I think it was May 16th, maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just really can't ever know what's going to happen during the winter and how bad it's going to be. I mean, you could end up not missing any days, or you could end up missing 2 months, like we've done in the past at times. It's, in my opinion, that the starting early is always smarter. But,
and that's kind of where I'm going with that, because you know this year we only had three. That's
so not
at all. So, yeah. And you know, then if you get snow where it's you can't make up some Mondays, then you have to attack them on the end. The whole goal is to get out by Memorial Day. So that gives us a whole nother week after the 16th to have to make up days if we had to. I'm not saying we have to. I'm just, you know.
But if it came up.
But if it came up, if we had a bunch. So.
I think it's a good move. I think you start early 1 year, suck it up, and then it pays itself forward for future years. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's also not any earlier than we've started in the past either. I mean, except for maybe like the last year or so, but we used to start around the 14th, 15th, or 16th every year. It's not like it's that big of a deal.
That was before that. You know, currently the law is something about the 19th, as long as it falls on like Sunday. And
yeah,
you can start on that Monday, but if it falls on Saturday, you can't. I don't know. It's
something
they changed
ridiculous.
That law. The tourism folks have made a big push. They really don't want school to start until after Labor Day, but I don't think that'll ever happen. So especially with Little Rock missing a week of school this year, that probably helped with that deal.
Yeah, I hope.
So what
did.
I would like for you to do is either approve option one or option two, and then approve if you want to start early. Say, you know, we can go ahead and approve option one for the early start. Then if the state says, no, you can't do that, then you're automatically locked into option one for normal start time. That makes sense. I might not have said that right.
So you option start early with the Thursday night conferences or Monday conferences. Which one was that for option one?
If someone could pull them up, I'm pretty sure the option one is the Thursday night conferences. I think that's what everybody's going to want.
Yeah, that one was what it seemed like everybody wanted. It was the yeah. days that starting that was pretty much down the middle. But
my options are all wonky. Every time I try to pull it up, my calendar's way at the top. I can't. It doesn't look right.
I can't pull them up either.
I'm trying to pull them up. Hang on a second.
If you want to look at it in the correct format, you got to download them.
That's what I was going to say. You need to open it in Microsoft Word. That's where they were created.
Yeah, option one is the one with Thursday night parent-teacher conferences and normal Tuesday through Friday week. So
that's what the certified staff on the elementary side of my life wanted.
Yeah.
They want nothing to do with Mondays at all.
Yeah, that's everybody I've talked to. Nobody wants Monday conferences.
Yeah, that's gross.
Well, they filled out the, most people filled out the questionnaire, the survey anyway. So, yeah, we had a pretty good idea of that.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they was pretty much against the Mondays altogether, but 50-50 on the start.
Right.
I would entertain, you know, somebody making a motion toward this.
Not everybody wants.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Jess makes a motion. Did you?
I'll second.
Can we, first of all, can we actually have you somewhat state the motion, Jess, so that it doesn't look like me saying it?
Okay. I'll make the motion that we do the early start option with the conferences in the traditional manner on Thursday nights. I'm not sure. I think that was option three on the survey.
I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
It sounds like that's pretty much the consensus.
Thank you, sir. And who was my second?
Option one on the calendar, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Okay, and who was my second there?
I will second that.
Ms. Campbell? All right, yes, the motion has been made and seconded that we have the early start with Thursday traditional conferences with school on Friday. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Early start with Thursday conferences and Friday school. Okay. Was there anything else that had been added to the agenda? For some reason, I can't even get back there right now. My computer's acting up.
I didn't see anything about an hour ago when I looked.
Okay. I hadn't either. So was there any other new business that anyone can think of? Completely off subject, but Nicole, I absolutely love your picture. Okay. Then if there's not anything else to discuss, I would entertain the motion to dismiss. Or should we first set our meeting for next month, perhaps?
Thank you for love of the picture.
You're welcome.
Hey, can we wait on that to see when, like, my board meeting is scheduled for spring break, and I'm going to try to move that. You know, can I get that date first and then come up with a March PPC meeting?
Yes, sir. We can do whatever you need to have done.
Okay. I'll know after tomorrow night.
Okay. Then I would entertain the motion to adjourn. Somebody like to make that motion?
Let's adjourn.
I'll second.
We have the motion has been made and seconded that we adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Anyone opposed?
Yes. Nope.
You're closing. Thank you. The meeting adjourned.
All right. Y'all have a good evening.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.